It's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro is an intensive program designed to inform, develop, and engage emerging leaders in our area. Registration for that is open. Get more info online at carolinachamber.org. Talking Chapel Hill today, ordinarily joined by Mayor Pam Heminger. Today, filling in for Mayor Heminger is the police chief in Chapel Hill, Chris Blue. Chief Blue, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good afternoon, Aaron. Good to be here with you, and like you, I'm glad to see the rain winding down a little bit, and glad to be with you.
Absolutely. So what is the latest from the police and community safety perspective? Obviously, COVID-19 has affected everything, including your job and the daily job of all of the officers you work with. What are you seeing out there, and how are you getting through it?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, for a number of town functions, although maybe some of how we're doing business has changed, we have still been doing business throughout this entire event. And so in many ways, things are not that different for police and fire and some of our other frontline operating departments, except that we have taken some steps, like every employer is taking, to try to keep employees as safe as we possibly can. And I'll talk about those in a couple of minutes. One thing I do want to make sure I don't miss an opportunity to say more than once, so I'll say it now before I forget, is just how well our community, I think, overall has done. You know, when the stay-at-home orders were first issued, we anticipated perhaps a large number of violation or at least alleged violation reports, and we were fearful that we would find ourselves having to go out and be in a position where we might have to enforce the stay-at-home orders. And although our intention was never to take real enforcement action, we imagine having to go out and respond much more than we've had to allegations of violation. As it turns out, actually, since March 27th, thereabouts, we've had a total of 20 reports where someone believed either physical distancing or some other aspect of the stay-at-home orders were being violated. In a college community, particularly as the semester is winding down, I find that to be pretty remarkable that we've only had 20 of those calls. They've largely come in either as concerns about maybe people having a backyard party or loud noise complaint that might suggest a gathering that exceeded the number of authorized persons. As it turns out, every time we've gone out to respond, even if we've seen maybe a slightly larger group than was authorized, we've had good interactions and folks have broken up quickly, and we're really appreciative of that. In fact, a couple of those calls came in this past Friday, which most of your audience in this community will remember last Friday was last day of classes, which typically, under normal circumstances, last day of classes is a pretty exciting day in our community with lots of blowing off of steam and revelry happening. So it's not unreasonable to imagine that some students who, particularly seniors, who are not going to have a traditional graduation experience this year might be out and about a little bit, and we did have a couple of those reports. And we responded. I mean, this just kind of warms your heart. What we found in two different cases were a handful of students, not more than allowable, in their caps and gowns, taking some pictures around campus. And I think in many ways that just kind of captures the bittersweet ending to that senior college semester for many people in this community.
For sure. Again, speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government, including the police department. And Chief, you mentioned some of the steps that you and your officers are taking to ensure your own safety through this, because you're out there and you do have to interact with folks on a regular basis. So what are you doing to stay safe?
Well, early on in this event, we started shifting our operations to try to take as many calls as we can over the phone, and we already take a fair number of calls over the phone as in any normal circumstances, but now we've really emphasized that. We've also, with a number of town facilities being closed for business right now, it's actually given us the opportunity to kind of split up our operations. So we're operating the police department out of three different locations. Our third of our people are working out of our headquarters on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. A third are operating out of the Aquatic Center, and the other third at the library. And our concern was that if one of these facilities gets sick, or we start getting the virus running through one shift of employees or one division, that we could really find ourselves in a bad way. So early on, we split up our operations, which has been interesting and created some challenges, but that was an early step that I think has been helpful. We've also been fortunate to have gotten a number of donations of personal protective equipment. So I'm knocking on wood, but we're in pretty good shape when it comes to PPE, and that gives our employees confidence that they'll be well protected and that they can use that equipment when they need to without fear of not being able to replenish it. And then finally, we're really encouraging our employees just to think about self-care. I mean, we don't want them to get sick. We don't want them to get community members to whom they're providing service sick, and we don't want them to take anything home. And we talk about that a lot. And, you know, the more we talk about it, the more I think our officers take those steps that we want them to take about physical distancing and trying to minimize discretionary interactions. So we're not doing an awful lot of officer-initiated behavior right now. And because of the dramatically reduced call volume, that hasn't seemed to matter very much. Just to illustrate for you quickly, Aaron, how much activity has died down in town. The first full week of March of this year, we had 836 police-related 911 calls in Chapel Hill. Last week we had 516, and that's probably up a little bit from the previous week. So that's a pretty significant drop in activity, and I know if you've seen it too as you drive around town. There's just not much going on.
Is there any activity that you're seeing more calls about?
Not really. And so one of the things that I think we all theorized about was that we would see, and it potentially a dramatic increase in like domestic violence kinds of calls. And we had talked about that a lot here and really had our crisis unit prepared and did a lot of conversation with our officers about in anticipation of that happening as people are just stuck at home together. That really hasn't happened. And I'm knocking on wood, and I'm hoping that that doesn't change. But so far, we haven't seen a dramatic spike there. We have seen a little bit of a spike in mental health-related calls. This is a stressful time for everybody. And the fact of the matter is, there's an awful lot of people who are not able to get to their whatever regular care that they normally are able to receive and not able to get to that now. So we've seen a little increase in mental health related calls, and of course all the stressors that everybody's experiencing right now. That doesn't come as a surprise. But largely we've just seen across the board drop in activity, and that's good. That helps keep everybody safe too.
You mentioned a number of the changes that you've made. Do you see any of those changes being permanent or continuing going forward even after this? Like, you've been taking more calls by phone and trying to do more calls that way. Do you see that continuing down the road, or is that just for this particular emergency?
No, I think there are a lot of things that we have learned out of necessity during this experience that will be interesting to think about how we apply them going forward. So, taking things that we can take over the phone, that makes a lot of good sense, and it's pretty efficient. There are obviously some calls where that's not appropriate, and there are some callers who really want to see someone, and if that's the case, that's what we'll do even now. But there are certainly some things to be learned there. We're also doing an awful lot of a little slow to this game. I'm sure there are some people that would say that they've been doing this in their organizations for years. But, you know, prior to this event, we didn't do a lot of Zoom meetings or web calls and that kind of thing. And, of course, now everybody is kind of forced into using those tools. What we're finding is you can get a lot done on a Zoom call and get onto something else. So I can imagine us using technology a little more regularly as a result of this event. For example, right now I mentioned those three different locations where our operations are based. When we do our shift briefings, you know, historically everybody comes together and you have a face-to-face meeting at the beginning of every tour of duty. Now those are done virtually through Microsoft Teams, and in each of those three locations you may have just a handful of officers who are coming on their shift, or they may already be in their cars going about their duties and checking in on Microsoft Teams and getting their briefing notes that way. And that's been really successful, so I can imagine us applying some of that. And then I think finally, although with all the reduced activity in town right now, I'm not sure this is a great way to analyze what a little less discretionary policing looks like. But what I do know is we are doing a little less self-initiated activity right now, and those have not had disastrous consequences. So it'll be interesting to think a little bit more about where we use our time and what kinds of things we use our time on, because right now we're not doing a lot of self-initiated activity, and it seems to be okay.
What is self-initiated activity for people who don't know?
Well, that might mean traffic stops that that are more regulatory in nature, that are a little less safety related, and we don't do a lot of those now. But we're typically we've been pretty forward thinking in how we minimize discretionary enforcement anyway. But we've been really during this pandemic event, all of that gone. I think the nice thing about that is it gives us a chance to really kind of refocus on that Guardians of the Hill mentality. Right now, we are all Guardians of the Hill, and we're trying to think about how we keep everyone as safe as we possibly can and position ourselves as community helpers as much as we can. And I think we'll carry that philosophy forward on the other side of this pandemic in a way that maybe we haven't had a chance to consider in the past.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Again, townofchapelhill.org is the town's website for more information. I just start wrapping up, but as we do, as you're interacting with folks in the community, and I know you're also working with emergency operations as well, what needs are you seeing out there in the community, whether it's safety or food or housing or anything else? What's being done to meet those needs, and how can folks help in that cause?
Well, thank you very much for asking that, because one thing I wanted to be sure I talk about was helping feed our community. So just a quick resource is folks will go to the Town of Chapel Hill webpage, and there's a coronavirus link right on the homepage. Click on that, and you'll see an awful lot of ways that you can contribute and support. Particularly, I think in our community, this is such a successful, affluent community. Sometimes we forget that there are people who struggle to eat in our community. And with schools closed and other organizations closed, there are an awful lot of people who need to be fed. Last week, I know Meals on Wheels delivered almost 1,100 meals last week. The food distribution that we've been doing at the Town of Chapel Hill Public Library the last few weeks, last week we served 435 households. That's almost 2,000 individuals, and actually ran out of food. We had to turn people away. So the porches, the tables, Meals on Wheels, all of those organizations that are trying to help feed our community, they need our support right now. And, of course, the county and the towns are also working together on collecting non-perishable food items, and you can find information about that on our website as well. So I would say feeding our community is really one of the most significant needs right now, and I think it's one of those that sometimes people don't think about, because they don't imagine our community having those kinds of challenges.
Anything else that folks ought to know about what's going on in Chapel Hill and how they can get more information?
Well, again, I think the best source of information is our website and the county's website. I mean, they're doing a great job. You know, this is really a public health event, and our public health director and our county teammates have done a fantastic job in helping guide all of us. So I would encourage you to check out the Orange County government website and our town page as well. And just think about continuing to be patient. I mean, you know, we don't know exactly what a phased recovery and reopening looks like right now. Our community has done so well with following the stay-at-home order guidelines and covering your faces and being really patient. And in doing so, there's been a lot of suffering. We know our business community has suffered mightily, and they will continue to. And the temptation is to try to bounce back quickly. I would just say continue to be smart, continue to be responsible, think about the long-term game here. And look out for each other, because I think we're making great progress as a community and as a state, and we can't lose that ground now.
Townofchapelhill.org, the website for more information. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Thank you, Aaron, and thanks for all you and WCHL do, too, and get the word out. We appreciate you so much, particularly in times like this.